How upset were some Rhode Islanders about Donald Trump's victory in last week's presidential election? Governor Gina Raimondo says the response was immediate.
I've spent a lot of time in the past week hugging people and reassuring people, from my own staff to my kids to people at church, people on the train. I had to go to New York last week.
Raimondo says the anxiety was sparked by Trump's surprising win over Hillary Clinton. The governor says she offered this response when people asked her if things are going to be okay.
I give him a hug and I say, yes, it's going to be okay. And I believe that. And the people of Rhode Island, we will protect them. Our values aren't changing. We're going to make sure people are safe in Rhode Island.
Raimondo spoke during one of her occasional sit-down with reporters in the cafeteria of a state office building on Smith Hill. Since President-elect Trump has never held public office, the governor says she's not sure what to expect once the Republican takes office in January. Raimondo says she does like Trump's proposal to boost federal spending on infrastructure by $1 trillion, but she also has concerns. For starters,
I'm hopeful he's going to govern in a more collaborative, constructive way than he campaigned. So we'll see.
Raimondo was referring to Trump's bombastic campaign style and heated rhetoric about Muslims, Mexicans, and others. Then there's Trump's vow to repeal the Affordable Care Act, more commonly known as Obamacare. If Obamacare is wiped out, Raimondo says health insurance will cover fewer Rhode Islanders.
Rhode Island is one of the few states where 90%+ of people are covered, and we're keeping a lid on costs. Our premiums aren't going through the roof. Our costs aren't going through the roof.
Trump has promised to replace Obamacare with something more affordable, but he's offered few details about what that will be. A repeal would not be on the table if Hillary Clinton had won the election. Raimondo says Clinton lost because of widespread economic anxiety.
The average person in Rhode Island, and probably in America, is worried about their future. You know, there's been a lot of talk about anger. I'm not sure it's anger so much as it is nervousness, concern, anxiety about job security.
Trump won almost 40% of the vote in Rhode Island. That was the best showing by a Republican presidential candidate in the state in many years. And Trump scored victories in a string of traditionally Democratic towns like Johnston and West Warwick. So what does Governor Raimondo say to voters who think Democrats are not getting the job done on the economy?
I say to them, I'm listening to you. I hear you. I was actually just in Johnston a week ago. We have new momentum in this economy. We've created thousands of jobs in the past 2 years, and we're going to stay at it until everybody in every city and town has a chance to be successful in Rhode Island.
Not everyone shares Raimondo's confidence. Polls show that a majority of Rhode Islanders still think the state is heading in the wrong direction, and Raimondo's approval rating is less than sparkling. But the Democratic governor doesn't face re-election until 2018. And by then, Americans may have a sense of whether President Trump is a success, a failure, or something in between. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.